Sand Lakes Provincial Wilderness Park, Manitoba, Canada. Jessica Hendricks gestures to the expanse of subarctic wasteland. The natural beauty has been replaced with wreckage, abandoned vehicles, debris, and human corpses partially frozen into the gray snow and ice. Originally from Waukesha, Wisconsin, the now naturalized Canadian is part of the region's Wilderness Restoration Project. Along with several hundred other volunteers, she has come here every summer since the end of official hostilities. Although WRP claims to have made substantial progress, none can claim to see any end in sight.
I don't blame them, the government, the people who are supposed to protect us. Objectively, I guess I can understand. They couldn't have everyone following the Army West behind the Rocky Mountains. How are they going to feed all of us? How are they going to screen us? And how could they ever hope to stop the armies of undead that almost certainly would have been following us? I can understand why they would want to divert as many refugees north as possible. What else could they do? Stop us at the Rockies with armed troops? Gas us like the Ukrainians? At least if we went north, we might have a chance. Once the temperature dropped and the undead froze, some of us might be able to survive. That was happening all around the rest of the world, people fleeing north, hoping to stay alive until winter came. No, I don't blame them for wanting to divert us. I can forgive that. But the irresponsible way they did it, the lack of vital information that would have helped so many to stay alive, that I can never forgive. It was August, 2 weeks after Yonkers and just 3 days after the government had started withdrawing west. We hadn't had too many outbreaks in our neighborhood. I'd only seen one, a collection of six of them feeding on a homeless man. The cops had put them down quickly. It happened 3 blocks from our house, and that was when my father decided to leave. We were in the living room. My father was learning how to load his new rifle while Mom finished nailing up the windows. You couldn't find a channel with anything but zombie news, either live images or recorded footage from Yonkers. Looking back, I still can't believe how unprofessional the news media was. So much spin, so few hard facts. All those digestible sound bites from an army of experts, all contradicting one another, all trying to seem more shocking and in-depth than the last one. It was so confusing, nobody seemed to know what to do. The only thing any of them could agree on was that all private citizens should go north, because the living dead freeze solid, extreme cold was our only hope. That's all we heard. No more instructions on where to head north, what to bring with us, how to survive, just that damn catchphrase you'd hear from every talking head or just crawling over and over across the bottom of the TV. Go north, go north, go north. That's it, Dad said. We're getting out of here tonight and heading north. He tried to sound determined, slapping his rifle. He'd never touched a gun in his life. He was a gentleman in the most literal sense. He was a gentle man. Short, bald, a pudgy face that turned red when he laughed. He was the king of the bad jokes and cheesy one-liners. He always had something for you, a compliment or a smile, or a little extension to my allowance that Mom wasn't supposed to know about. He was the good cop in the family. He left all the big decisions up to Mom. Mom tried to argue, tried to make him see reason. We lived above the snow line. We had all we needed. Why trek into the unknown when we could just stock up on supplies, continue to fortify the house, and just wait until the first fall frost? Dad wouldn't hear it. We could all be dead by the fall. We could be dead by next week. He was so caught up in the great panic. He told us it would be like an extended camping trip. We'd live on moose burgers and wild berry desserts. He promised to teach me how to fish and asked me what I wanted to name my pet rabbit when I caught it. He'd lived in Waukesha his whole life. He'd never been camping.